Hello and welcome to another Texans Talk podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Wood, and with me this week is Jamie Gillen of the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. Jamie, thank you very much for joining me this week. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good, and thank you for bringing me on.
Not a problem at all. Your story is absolutely fascinating. You've gone from a rugby player in Scotland, you moved over to the US at 16, if I'm not mistaken, and then you saw an advert on Facebook looking for a punter at your local university. Is that the case? Is that how you got into the sport?
No, it was actually, so at my high school, I was playing rugby and football, soccer at the time. And I saw that their field goal kicker missed like an extra point pretty badly. And I went up about halfway in the season and said to the head coach, I can kick for you if you want. I'm a rugby player and his name is Brian Woodburn. And he watched me kick the next day and said, you're on the team. So I did soccer at the same time as football in the season. And there was actually one Friday night where I went and played a soccer game and had to get picked up and made it just in time for the kickoff of the football game and kicked for them in that game. So it was pretty fun. And then after that, I accepted a scholarship to Bowie State University on a full scholarship, just a Division II school. But I didn't sign any papers. And then my friend Trent was working in a gym, and he saw that Arkansas Pine Bluff kicker decommitted and they didn't really need a kicker, so he put my huddle film in there, and they called me that night and offered me a scholarship about 3 weeks before camp.
That must have been very surreal for you.
It was different, but you know, the way I've gone about life is just to attack every situation, just take advantage of opportunities that get presented to you. So I just went home to my mom and dad. I was like, I just accepted a scholarship to Arkansas. And I didn't call it Arkansas at first. I actually got people got kind of mad at me at first because I was calling it Arkansas. And so I kind of already messed that one up, but it was cool.
How did you find that adjustment going from soccer to football?
Well, that was easy. I mean, you know, because all I was doing was kicking a ball. It was actually really weird. I thought it was going to be, because I wasn't really watching that much football, to be honest. I was still just a rugby kid all around and wanting to play rugby, but the football bit was a little bit weird. I really thought it was just going to be as simple as kicking a ball somewhere, but there's so much more to punting, kicking, and kicking off football, and that's what I've learned in college, which is awesome, but really enjoyed it.
So when you began, what players did you research and did you watch in order to learn more about the position and the technique?
To be honest with you, I didn't. I was just, from what people, the only person I've looked up to and learned how to kick from was Johnny Wilkinson. That's my favorite fly half of all time, and in my opinion, has the best kicking game out of any fly half that is been on this planet so far. So I based my kicking game off of that. But once I got to my sophomore season in at UAPB, I started doing a little bit more research on the American style punters, and just to, not to change my technique per se, but just kind of see what they do a little bit. And the only thing I was really missing was just my flexibility at the time, and just still learning myself on how I get the perfect punt of what I do. And that's just what it's been the past 4 years, and I think it's working out for me.
And is that something you still have to work on now? You still think you're progressing on at the moment?
Well, from the teams I've talked to and the personnel, they actually think there's a couple of tweaks that they've told me personally that they'd want to do, but it's no serious changes to how I punt the ball. They actually really like it. And getting little tweaks here and there.
So seeing your tape, I think it's safe to say you're not afraid to hit people when necessary. Is this a part of your game that you pride yourself on? And how important is it to you that you can contribute in that regard as well on special teams?
Well, being a rugby player, I've always, anybody who's played rugby with me knows I've got quite a fire in my area when it comes to tackling people. You know, I may not have been the biggest guy in the field back then, but I would definitely hit like I was, you know, and I love it. Now with being on the American diet in school and the weightlifting, you know, I'm definitely not the smallest guy in the field anymore. And if push comes to shove, and I need to go make the hit, absolutely, because, you know, I got a whole football helmet on my head now, so makes it a lot more fun. I'm just like the last line of defense, but I do take a little bit of pride in it. I mean, in the 4 years that I've done kickoff, punt for the team, I've never had anybody return one for a touchdown. I've always made the tackle if I've had to. So, not saying I'm going to promise that will continue, but I'll put my body on the line if need be.
It's certainly not a bad record to enter the NFL with. So, what's your favorite memory from your time at university so far?
Probably in terms of on the football field, the last game of the season. I'm really, really close to my long snapper, Jack Ray, and we've been through it together for the past 2.5 years, and we finished our last game of the season perfectly. We lost every game before that, and we won. I made 5 or 6 field goals, and we won 15-10. Jack had his best day of snapping of that year in his career, and I had all 7 punts inside the 20 for the team. It was just an awesome experience and just the best way to go out on a career standpoint.
Absolutely. And like you mentioned, you've kicked and punted. What do you see yourself specializing in if you had to pick the one of the two?
Definitely punting. Punting is the part that I'm best at. But I think that is a good package for me to have to say to other NFL teams or NFL teams to see me that I can, they can rely on me to go make the field goal. You know, I've got the longest field goal record at my school, the 52-yarder. I have kicked 60-yarders in practice with the team. I've got the leg strength to do it, and I would be a feasible backup for if something was to happen to a kicker. I can still work at it in practice with some great coaching, you know.
Absolutely. So seeing the success of Michael Dixon at Seattle, who has a very similar punting technique to yourself, does that boost your self-belief that you will be a success in the league?
I got to see what happens first. You know, I don't like to be arrogant enough to say I'm going to play in the league or anything like that, but it's all looking pretty exciting. And if I do get presented the opportunity, I'm going to work my hardest every day. That's just how I am. My dad's always taught me to be a blue-collar worker and anything that happens in my life. So I know I'm going to work really hard, but if I do get presented the opportunity and I'm playing the next level, I feel like if I keep working as hard as I'm working, I could be very successful in that area. I just got to keep my head down and keep working hard.
Absolutely. So looking ahead, what teams have you spoken to so far in the NFL?
I've talked to 19 teams so far, and obviously been on the official visit to the Browns, and then a couple of private workouts. It's all just a whole lot of phone calling and seeing my highlights, seeing me in person, doing well, really well in the Garage Honors Combine, and then obviously doing well in the pro day as well. So it's been pretty good.
So how would you feel about joining the Texans? They currently have Trevor Daniels as their punter, but some may argue that he hasn't quite been the heir apparent to future Hall of Famer Shane Leckler that everyone expected him to be. What would it mean for you to get a chance at the Texans?
It would be incredible to get a chance anywhere. Texans, any team that would give me an opportunity is just incredible to say so. But if it was the Texans, that would be awesome, and I would have a really fun time and just continue to get better and perfect my craft.
Absolutely. And what would it mean to you to be on the same team as the likes of DeAndre Hopkins, Deshaun Watson, and JJ Watt?
That would be amazing. That would be a great time.
Absolutely. And what would it mean to you to join a team, whether it's the Texans or otherwise, that got an opportunity to play in the UK at either Wembley or Tottenham Stadium?
That would be an extremely cool experience, because I know all my friends in that game.
Absolutely. And do you plan to use your platform to help grow the game in the UK, which is something that's already happening quite rapidly? Do you think you could really help grow the sport, and especially a position which perhaps people there don't know as much about?
I think in the future, if I keep doing what people think I can do and I know I can do, I definitely think so, because there's some incredible athletes in the UK and some incredibly talented rugby players that could definitely transition over to American football in America. You know, there's a whole bunch of scholarships out here and great resources as well. The facilities out here in America, some of the best facilities I've ever been in my life for, in terms of training wise, and the gym, the pool, the food that you eat, the academics. So there's just so many opportunities out here for people to really get better in what they like. And even if a rugby guy was to come over here and play 4 years as football, you still go back and play rugby, because this team or a college team will get him strong, fast, great education. So it's just so many opportunities. And this, for any rugby guys out there that would like to transition and have the grades to get into college out here, I think you should do it, because it's just been a crazy and a really fun ride.
Absolutely. So tell me, how surreal is it that in a space of just a few years, you've gone from knowing very little about the sport to suddenly be on the verge of cracking the league?
It is quite unreal, but I have worked very hard with it, along with my long snapper. And, you know, as soon as I got to the school, my goal was to, I didn't expect me to be in the position I am right now, but my goal was to get a shot at the next level. And just that meant putting in the work for 4 years straight. It's quite crazy, because you work on your craft and your body and your strength and your flexibility and your game for 4 years to get a 45-minute private workout with someone, and that's what you get to show them what you've got. So it was pretty cool, but I had all the confidence in the world in myself, because I know how hard I've worked and I know what I can do. So all this is fun to me. It's not nerve-wracking. I wasn't nervous in front of people. I was just focused. It's fun. I enjoy the process and I enjoy everything that comes with it.
So have you decided where you're going to be come the draft, and who do you think will be the first people that you tell?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
So have you decided where you're going to be come the draft, and who do you think will be the first people that you tell once you're picked up?
I'm going to be around some friends and family and stuff. Just all my very close family, and post it on the social media so all my friends can see. You know, I've got, because my dad's in the military, I've got friends all over the world, you know, that are super excited for what's going on right now. So definitely going to be a big old phone call to my mom and dad and my sister, and then my coach, and my coach from back home. It's going to be fun if it does happen.
Absolutely. And finally, forget the recording equipment is here for just a second. Where do you think you're going to end up if you had to take a guess?
I've got no idea. They've obviously got a whole, like I said, 19 teams have called me, and we've had the private workouts and the official visits. But anything can happen, and I'm not banking on getting drafted. I've got no idea. I don't even know about the free agency. I'm just trying to stay level-headed and not assume anything's going to happen.
Well, we hope that you do end up getting picked, and we'd love to see you in Texas if you do end up with the Texans. If not, best of luck wherever you end up. We'll be rooting for you. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
I've been your host, Anthony Wood. This is the Texans Wire podcast. Follow me on Twitter at ARWoodNFL. And keep an eye out on Texans Wire of USA Today for any updates on the Texans.